We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Southern Mississippi has done what people said they couldn't do.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, live from walk-ons, welcome to Golden Eagle Hotline. Golden Eagle Hotline is brought to you by Walk-On Sports Bistro. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Now, here's the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of the Golden Eagle Hotline, our weekly visit with Coach Joy Lee McNellis and Coach Jay Ladner, talking Lady Eagle and Golden Eagle basketball. Both teams will return to action later this week. The Lady Eagles will be at home at the Coliseum. They will take on Old Dominion on Thursday night at 6 p.m. And on Saturday, a visit from the Lady Jags of South Alabama. That's a 2 o'clock ball game. So Lady Eagles at home on Thursday night, 6 o'clock against Old Dominion, on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock against South Alabama. Then the following week, back home again, Thursday night ball game against Texas State, Saturday ball game against Coastal Carolina. So 4 consecutive home games for our Lady Eagle basketball team, who have a record right now of 14-7 on the year, 7-3 in the Sun Belt Conference. So they're right in the thick of things, sitting right there in second place in the Sun Belt Conference right now. So really playing well, and a chance now with 4 consecutive home games coming up for the Lady Eagles. The Golden Eagles continue to play well. Jay Ladner's ball club continues to play well. They are now 9-4 on the year. They've won 5 in a row, 8-2 in the Sun Belt Conference, and tied for first with Louisiana. So the Eagles and Louisiana both with records of 8-2 in Sun Belt Conference play. Eagles coming off a couple of wins over the weekend, a Thursday night win over Arkansas State. Second time that they have knocked off Arkansas State this year. They won that one on Thursday night by a score of 73-57. Then came back on Saturday afternoon. Hard-fought battle against the ball club from Texas State. Golden Eagles, though, able to pull that one out down the stretch, winning 67-58. So, again, 19-4 now for Jay Ladner's ball club. They are are 8-2 in the Sun Belt Conference, and right now in a two-way tie and a tie with Louisiana. And those two teams will meet again here in just a couple of weeks. So both teams doing well. Both teams right in the thick of things in regards to conference play, and looking forward again to coming back home. The Eagles, though, are on the road. Jay Lander and his Eagles will be on the road this week. We'll leave on Wednesday, head over to Troy, Alabama to take on the Troy Trojans. That's a 6 o'clock ball game on Thursday night over at Troy. Then make the little shorter trip over to Atlanta to take on Georgia State on Saturday afternoon. That's a 1 o'clock game Central Time. So the Eagles have a chance with a win this weekend, or win on Thursday night, to pick up their 20th win of the season. It would be their 6th win in a row, be their 20th win of the season. And when you look at what the Golden Eagles are doing right now, you look at the net rankings that are out. That's one of the many tools that the NCAA uses to pick teams to the NCAA field of 68. Right now, the Eagles are number 66 in the net rankings, and that is the best in the Sun Belt Conference. So right now, things going well for the Eagles. The crowds have been tremendous for both the Lady Eagles and the Golden Eagles at Reed Green Coliseum. And again, the ladies are home on Thursday and Saturday. Old Dominion's in here on Thursday night for a 6 o'clock ball game against the Lady Eagles, and South Alabama on Saturday at 2 o'clock, while the Eagles are on the road Thursday and Saturday again at Troy and Georgia State, but then come home for that big one. A week from this Thursday, the Golden Eagles will host the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana in a 7:30 ball game at Reed Green Coliseum. So a lot of good things happening for both our Golden Eagles and our Lady Golden Eagles, and we're anxious to visit with Coach Joy Lee McNellis and Coach Jay Lander in just a little bit as we talk a little Lady Eagle and Golden Eagle basketball. But again, the Golden Eagles come in with a record of 19-4 into this week's play. They are 12-0 unbeaten at Reed Green Coliseum, and in the conference play, Golden Eagles sitting in there right now at 8-2. The Lady Eagles, well, they are 7-3, as I said, in the Sun Belt Conference, 14-7 overall. So a lot of good things going on for both the Lady Eagles and the Golden Eagles as we are talking, as we always do here on the Golden Eagle Hotline. Golden Eagle and Lady Golden Eagle basketball, and Coach Joy Lee McNellis will be joining us here shortly on what has been a rainy day here in Hattiesburg. But the Golden Eagles and the Lady Eagles back in action again. And again, the Lady Eagles will be home this week on Thursday and Saturday at Reed Green Coliseum. And again, their opponents this week, Old Dominion on Thursday at 6 o'clock, South Alabama on Saturday at 2 o'clock. So that's what's going on as far as the Golden Eagles and the Lady Golden Eagles are concerned. Joy will be joining us here shortly on one of those crazy days in and around Hattiesburg. The traffic's been crazy around Hattiesburg, and Joy will be joining us here in just a few minutes, and we'll talk Lady Eagle basketball with the head coach, the longtime head coach of our Lady Eagles. And following her, of course, will be Jay Lander. We enjoy. Got a good crowd here today. We appreciate everybody that's been coming out to the Golden Eagle Hotline each and every week here at Walk-Ons. Walk-Ons, the home of the Golden Eagle Hotline. They've been great hosts to us each and every time. Got a good crowd of folks here today, and looking forward to visiting here in just a couple of minutes with Coach Joy Lee McNellis and talk Lady Eagle basketball. We'll take a break, come back here to the restaurant, back to Walk-Ons here in Hattiesburg as we continue to talk Lady Eagle and Golden Eagle basketball. Back in a moment. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
There is something for everyone at Canebrake Country Club in Hattiesburg. Canebrake offers an 18-hole private golf course, a 24-hour fitness facility, a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool, and year-round social and dining events sure to please every member of the family, including the new Canebrake restaurant and bar overlooking the 18th green. For more information on membership or hosting your next big event, visit CanebrakeCountryClub.com or call 601-271-2010.
Southern Miss fans. For more unique Golden Eagles content, subscribe to the official USM podcast, Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Hosted by the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox, hear from a variety of different guests and their stories as John dives deep on their connection to the university through athletics and the community. You can also find archived coaches shows. Search Inside Southern Miss Athletics on the Varsity Podcast Network. It's also on Apple, Spotify, and Stitcher.
More Golden Eagle Hotline in a moment. But first, these messages from your local station. Golden Eagle Hotline, live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
And we're back here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, the Golden Eagle Hotline, and talking, as we always do, Lady Eagle and Golden Eagle basketball. And we are going to now visit with our longtime head women's basketball coach here at Southern Miss, Coach Joy Lee McNellis. And Joy had to fight some of that Hattiesburg traffic to get here, but she has arrived. And we're going to talk again about the Lady Eagles, who are coming off a 1-1 road trip, but get to play four in a row at home at Reed Green College Stem starting on Thursday night against Old Dominion. That's a 6 o'clock ball game again on Thursday night. Joy, road trip this week. You went to Arkansas State, picked up a 9-point victory, then made a good comeback to get a game against Texas State into overtime, but dropped that game in overtime. Give us just your thoughts on what the weekend was like.
You know, going to Arkansas State, we'll start with that game first. Again, we just got to get off to better starts. I don't know, Jack and I sat this morning talking about what can we do differently. We've kind of changed up practice a little bit over the last 3 weeks to try to help get us off to a better start. Well, that really hasn't changed much. It's like we want to spot everybody 10 or 12 points and then come roaring back. And we did that at Arkansas State. I mean, they did a great job. They totally dominated the first half of the game, particularly the first quarter. And again, we go in at halftime and come back out, and we're blazing and going and totally take control of the second half of that game. And again, a lot of that was due to our balanced attack. And when we have four players in double figures, it makes an opponent really hard for us to guard. Our full court pressure defense, and you know, if we could start in our full court pressure defense, it might change the things in our game. But we threw our press at them, and they coughed up the basketball, and we were able to get some easy buckets for us. And again, Dom Davis was supposed to play limited, and we ended up probably playing her a little bit more than we were supposed to because of her back injury. But she was able to get through that, and she made a difference. And again, we had several players right there with a double-double. Jacoria Bracey had 9 rebounds, 1 more board, she would have had a double-double. Malia Grayson had a double-double. Femi Fumas was 1 rebound away from a double-double. Dom Davis was right there at a double-double. So we played really well, but majority of that, John, came in the second half. And it's like we kind of sleptwalked through the first half of the basketball game. And again, Arkansas State really shot the cover off the basketball and played really, really well. And unfortunately, there's two halves to a basketball game because Lady Eagles only seem to play a half of the game. And again, like I said, we totally dominated the second half of that game and took control of that game. So we were very fortunate enough to get a win there. It was a very good win. And I say that just because it was a balanced attack. And I just think we're a much better team when there's balance. And if you look at the games we've won, the games we've lost, when we have balanced attack, it's so much better. And we have a much better opportunity to be able to get a win.
Who has been the surprise, if there's been one, on your basketball team? Either a player or maybe something you guys have been able to do this year, maybe better than you thought they would?
Well, you know, I think two of our players, and Femi Funes, that's battled her rheumatoid arthritis, and Jacoria Bracey is beginning to come around. I think those two are game changers for us. They've really made a difference because there's such a mismatch with opponents. I think Lonnie Cornfield is another one of our players, the JUCO transfer. I mean, in the Texas State game, she kind of put us on her back and carried us in that basketball game. And so I definitely think the three of them have been the game changers, particularly Femi Funes and Jacoria Bracey has done that. And they're going to have to continue that because in the Texas State game, Dom Davis goes down in the first three plays of the game, falls flat on her back, and she's out for the game. And so, you know, that's kind of a shock to us all when she goes down because she's kind of been the playmaker for us to make things happen. And that was really a tough, tough situation. In that game to have to play without her and get down the way. We were down 15, John, and came back and had two free throws to win it in regulation, made one and missed one and tied it up, and then got beat in OT.
You have had a good basketball team throughout your career. Defensively, you've always had a good team. How do you kind of rate the defense of this basketball team? Is this one of your better defensive teams, or where does this sort of fall?
You know, this is one of our good ones. I don't know that it's one of our better defensive teams. It's a good defensive team. We've been able to change our defensive strategies in what we do. This team has adjusted well to different defenses. But I don't know that it's our better ones. It's good. It's solid. We've won games because of our defense. We definitely are not like the men. The men have won a lot of ball games on their defense and their offense. They have shot people out. But their defense is really good from all accounts. Unfortunately, you know, in conference play, we never get to see our men because we're always playing opposite. But I know Juan has that defense rocking and rolling. But our defense has been a mainstay for us, that and rebounding. And I think that is a total must for us to be able to be successful as we head down the stretch. I mean, John, we only got eight games left.
I know,
left.
It goes fast.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Eight games.
Hey, where do you want to be better on defense? Going down the stretch, if you're going to be a factor down the stretch, what do you got to do better offensively?
No. Offensively, we've got to quit turning the basketball over. We're too loose with the ball. I mean, we had a player have nine turnovers against Arkansas State and one player have nine turnovers against Texas State. Her dad said he was at the Texas State game, and he said, you know what? Put $5 in her purse, and they could take it and run forever with it. And I don't know. I think she'd just give it to him. He said, that's what I told her. Just give them your money. And now I'm going to say this about Texas State. Physically, Texas State was stronger than us. Physically, they beat us up. Malia Grayson never got to the block. They stood Malia Grayson up on every dive to the block. And we could not compete with them in physical play. They just out-physicaled us. As we said, they kind of punked us. They really do in basketball terms. You know, we tried to get to the block. They bodied us. We could not measure them. I would not want to get in a wrestling match with them. I would not want to get into an arm wrestling match or anything because physically their bodies are built different than us and they're much stronger. But what we have to do, number one, is do a much better job of being stronger with the basketball. That has to happen. Is hand strength, and my strength coaches get tired of hearing that from me, but I've talked about hand strength, for probably 5 years with our team. But I think we've done high-end coordination, but we've got to be stronger with the basketball, number one. Number two, we've just got to be tough with it. You know, like I told Rose one time, I said, Rose, you just gave it to them. You cannot. You've got to be strong with the ball down the stretch. And we've got to step to our passes. We've just got to be more aware and more conscious of where the second line of defense is. Because we're okay with the first line of defense. It's when that second line of defense is in there. We need to get Malia Grayson the ball. We have to get Femi Funes the ball. But we can't give them the ball when it's packed in there. That's when Rose Warren against Texas State hit some big three balls for us. You know, that's when Lauren Gross against Arkansas State, she hit some big three balls for us. That's when we've got to have our perimeter shooters to be able to step up and hit some three balls for us.
All right, we're talking Lady Eagle basketball with Coach Joy Living-Dellis here on the Golden Eagle Hotline at Walk-Ons here every Monday, talking Lady Eagle and Golden Eagle basketball. More to come as we visit with Joy. Lady Eagles getting ready to open up a four-game homestand, Old Dominion, in here on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Back in a moment, this is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Golden Eagle Hotline will return in 60 seconds on the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Southern Miss Athletics. This is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
And back here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, our weekly visit with Coach Joy Lee McNellis and with Coach Jay Lander here on the Golden Eagle Hotline. Glad to have you with us, everybody. If you don't have not been to see us here at Walk-Ons, we'd love to have you come out and join us on a Monday here after Walk-Ons as we talk Lady Eagle and Golden Eagle basketball. All right, Joy, let's get a little bit of a scouting report. Old Dominion, they've got a great tradition over the years of women's basketball. And how about this year's team? What kind of shows up when you flip on the computer and you watch Old Dominion?
You know, they're very good, John. They're very athletic, as they have been in the past. They run some dribble drive action, which is something that other teams in our league do not run, and it's because they're so athletic. They can get to the rim pretty much on anybody. Actually, Texas State had just played them right before they played us, and again, Old Dominion was able to get that win, and it was such a very close game. That game went to the wire. But Old Dominion has some of the same players returning. They're older players that they have. Amari Young, which is their leader on their team, is a young lady that has really been a game changer. She's been there with them her entire career. She's played the three spot for them as a small forward. Now she's playing a power forward spot for them. Really, truly is just that player down low that has some grit, John. She's going to make every move you can make to try to get, not only to try to score, but she's really good at drawing fouls because she has a lot of hooping up under stuff that she can really score. They also have another young lady that returns by the name of Kay Clark that has been with them throughout her career as well. Kay is a young lady that kind of leads them with the experience at the guard position. She just kind of keeps them under control. Dickens is their best three-ball shooter they have on their team, which is new to their club, that can really shoot the basketball. She's shooting in the mid-30s. So she is the one that they have added where the others like to get to the rim. They can shoot it, but they get to the rim, and they look for Dickens on a drive. They're going to press us 94 feet, John. They're coming at us. They're going to be very aggressive. They get out. They deny really hard. We've got to take care of the basketball. The number one key on Thursday night is we've got to take care of the basketball. We cannot have 28 turnovers. We had 28 turnovers against Arkansas State and won. Tell me, have you ever heard of such?
That's a lot.
28 turnovers and you win? Well, it's because we dominated the glass and out-rebounded them by 20. So that kind of evened out. We dominated our offensive glass and shot the ball at a high percentage. That's the difference. But you don't win having 28 turnovers.
No.
But I will tell you this. Old Dominion is an attack mentality, and they're a come-at-you mentality. So we've got to do a great job of taking care of the basketball and dominating the glass. We have to do that. Again, they're very good. That night is our Lamar County night, where we will recognize Lamar County officials from school board to their deputies, to their fire chief, to their supervisors, school board, principals, everyone. So that is our Lamar County night. They will get big game complimentary admission with their IDs. getting into that game. So we're looking forward to have a large crowd with them that night. Then it doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, South Alabama, longtime rival, but now a conference foe.
That's right. Up 98, the battle of, I know years ago when 98 used to be a two-lane road, it was called Bloody 98 because it was either deer that you hit all the time. It made it bloodier. There were tons of car wrecks on 98. Praise the Lord, they made it four-lane. It makes a big difference. But I will tell you, you know, with all of our teams, it is tough. On Highway 98. And so it will be a battle. We were fortunate enough to win that game at South Alabama. They're playing much better. They're getting more in a rhythm. We've got to do a really, really good job against them, again, in transition defense. They run four shooters to the perimeter. They don't play the inside game much at all. So we've got to control our transition defense. We've got to do a great, great job, a great job at controlling them from the three ball line. So transition defense and rebounding the basketball will be a number one key there. And of course, continuing to control our turnovers. And then we've got to be able to score against the paint. We have a mismatch in the paint against them. Again, Femi Funes is a huge mismatch difference. And we've got to do a great job of getting the ball inside to her to be able to take advantage of that mismatch.
Well, go get a couple of wins this week. You're right there in the thick of things in the Sun Belt Conference race. I think just a game or so in second place, or in second place just a game or so out of first. So have a great week and get a couple of wins.
Thank you very much, John. I do want to say on Saturday is our team day, so all little leagues that are playing in the area, all you got to do is call our office at 266-6444 and talk to Miss Pam or Matt Garner and reserve your spot, show up in your t-shirts, and you can get into our game and be recognized on your team.
All right, we'll go get to this week.
Thank you, John.
All right, Coach Joy Lee McNellis and the Lady Eagles at home the next four ball games at Reed Green Coliseum. When we come back, we'll talk Golden Eagle basketball with Jay Lander. Jay's up next. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
A college basketball podcast for fans, by fans. Hey, this is Stephen Hartzell, host of College Sports Now. Join us throughout the season when we talk hoops with some of the biggest names in the game. Coaches, writers, players, we'll go coast to coast. We'll give you some of the best college basketball content as only we can on CSN. Follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets. And don't forget, you can subscribe to College Sports Now wherever you get your podcasts.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
You're listening to Golden Eagle Hotline on the Southern Miss Sports Network. Golden Eagle Hotline, live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
And we're back on the Golden Eagle hotline. Now going to turn our attention to Golden Eagle basketball and spend some time with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Jay Lanner. Again, the Eagles now with 19 wins on the season. So they've got a record right now of 19 wins, just four defeats for the Golden Eagles so far this year. And they head to the road this week. The Eagles will be on the road this week at Troy on Thursday night. And then for the Golden Eagles, a couple of wins over Arkansas State, a tough victory over Texas State. So I think you've won five in a row now, 19 wins on the year. Got to feel pretty good about what the team's doing right now.
We're proud of them, John, and thankful. Thankful for our administration and for hanging in there with us after a rough year last year. And then, of course, our coaching staff brings a lot to the table every day, but most of all our players. And they have really kind of bought into things and how we want to run our program and from day one. And they've been a pleasure to coach. And I'm just real proud of them to be able to experience some success. And, of course, one of the things we talk about, John, first and foremost, our vision of trying to return Southern Miss basketball to national respect and prominence. But part of also some of our goals and vision is we wanted to play meaningful games in February. You know, of course, that means if you're still playing games that mean something in February, you're in the thick of the race. And, of course, we're tied for first right now and with eight left. And so every one of them are critical. You know, before we had just come off a four-game road swing. Then we came home for four. Of course, about to go back out. But we knew to be part of the race. You got to win those home games, and so our goal was to win that. You know, that four-game stretch. We've got to go 4-0. None of them were easy. They were all hard fought, but the guys figured out a way to get it done, and I'm real proud of that, excited about it.
Our fans and our students in particular have made Riggring Coliseum a tough place now for the opposition to play in again.
Well, it's always, John, you know this as well as I do. You've been there as a player, also as a calling game since 1979, and attended them, I'm certain, up to that point between the time that you played and began to broadcast. And that's a very tough place to play, especially when there's people in it. And we've had four consecutive crowds, and I'm thanking our fan base. Thank you for everyone that's listening, how much they have impacted winning. But we've had four consecutive games where we've had 4,100 plus. And that's what I was told by our SID. That's the largest crowds four straight times that we've had since – in 9 years. And so I'm so excited and thankful for that, and to see it happen in such a short window where our fan base, we've gone from a few, you know, maybe 1,000 people at the start of the year to now 4,000. But the difference is they're so into it. And it really is impacting winning because of our style of play depends on a lot of energy and a lot of pressure and those type things. And the crowd is impacting that. And our players are feeding off that energy. So a huge shout out and thank you on behalf of our players and program and, of course, myself and our staff to our fans. And we need them to keep bringing it. We've got three more home games. I know there's a lot of talk out there, a positive talk, which we're excited about. Drag a friend in. Let's see if we can get maybe a sellout in these last three.
Been a lot of guys that have stood out. Here's a question, though, that wants you to talk to me with just for a minute about DeAndre Pinckney. There's a guy who could have decided not to come back, but he decided he liked Southern Miss. He liked what he was seeing happening at Southern Miss and is having his best year as a Golden Eagle.
What a great testament to hanging in there during tough times. Tough times don't last. You know how that little saying goes, tough people do. And when the wave was to, man, we didn't have a good year, and let's get out and get in the transfer portal. When all that happened, you know, here was a guy that stood tall and said, no, I think I like what we're doing here, and I believe we're going to turn this thing around. And he has been a huge part of our turnaround. And again, I thought he finished last year strongly. But he's a different player, John, this year, playing with a high, high level of confidence, really putting himself in a great position for a professional, strong professional contract, and I'm excited about that for him as well. But he wants to be part of the group that reversed the fortunes of Southern Miss basketball, and I'm excited just so much for him because, again, he was part of those teams that we just didn't do very well. And, you know, to see him do well but also the team do well, it is very rewarding.
All right, let's take a break, come back. We've got a lot more to talk about with Jay Lanner as the Go Eagles get ready to hit the road this week at Troy on Thursday, at Georgia State on Saturday, looking for win number 20 on Thursday night over at Troy. Back in a moment, this is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a 2-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
More Golden Eagle Hotline in a moment. But first, these messages from your local station.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Highlighting Southern Miss Athletics, this is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
And back here on the Golden Eagle Hotline, our weekly visit with Coach Joy Lee McNellis and Coach Jay Lanner. Jay with us now. The Eagles getting ready to hit the road. Two quick ones on the road at Troy on Thursday night, at Georgia State on Saturday, then back home against Louisiana and ULM at Reed Green Coliseum. So four tough ones coming up for the Golden Eagles. All right, Jay, here's a question from the restaurant. What do you attribute the remarkable turnaround from last season to this season? Is it more talent, coaching, or some combination of all of that?
I think it's a great combination. I'll be honest with you, John. I think the Lord's blessed us. He blessed us to put the right people in the right spots at the right time. And I'm first and foremost thankful to the good Lord for that. And it's definitely a combination of things, John. We had a very active transfer portal at the end of the season last year, of course, which we struggled during the season and had some guys seek some better opportunities elsewhere. But, you know, and at first it just seemed like it was devastating, you know, because we lost some guys that had been very productive for us. And, it was a tough deal. But it was amazing how it opened up some doors and opportunities and opened some scholarships up for other guys. And I give a couple of examples. course, well documented now, but Austin Crowley. Austin had played at Ole Miss, had been a productive player in the Ole Miss program for 3 years, but was playing behind an underclassman. And it just wanted a more expanded opportunity. Thank goodness, Nick Williams, one of our. And of course, then we had some staff assistant openings, and they were able to have some contacts in terms of helping us bring some players. Nick Williams, a former player at Ole Miss, helped us bring Austin Crowley to Hattiesburg, and of course, he has blossomed. Really one of the best players in the league, I believe, and thankful to have him, of course, back next year. So we're really excited about that, too. And then you can't certainly – well, we've already talked about DeAndre Pinckney.
Yeah.
And, DeAndre – so you have a combination. Let's look at three guys, or maybe four. DeAndre Pinckney decides to stay. That's a key thing. Of course, Mo Arnold decides to stay. Another starter, Najee Harris, decides to stay. So we get a good group of guys, returning guys. Then we get we hire Nick Williams. Of course, Nick's able to bring Donovan Ivory, who's a star in the making, and Austin Crowley, who's hit the ground and just really, really done incredibly well this year, our leading scorer. All right, then in another staff opening, you have Harwin Cardona, and he brings Neftali Alvarez and of course, Felipe Hase. Well, those are some really good players. So it was really a combination of we were very fortunate to be able to fill some staff openings with some guys that are highly energetic and very good basketball coaches, good men, and they were able to bring some really good players. I would like to say I had a lot to do with it other than putting it all together at John. I feel incidental to it, but I'm very thankful for what had happened. It surely has been exciting.
All right, quick question before we have to take another break. Can you explain the technical foul that was called on the Golden Eagle bench on Saturday
that
afternoon?
I don't mind saying this because I've talked to the official, and of course, it's one of the officials that did call it is a friend of mine, and I think he would tell you the same thing. He made a mistake. There was, of course, Coach Cardona. The technical foul was on Coach Cardona. But Coach Cardona, in the entire time that I've known him, I've not heard him one time ever use bad language. I've never heard him yell at an official. He was talking to our players. He's of course, in a football term, our defensive coordinator. And, of course, I can't remember whether we missed a shot, John, or turned the ball over, what happened in front of us. But we were, sprinting back to get the ball stopped, and he was yelling, "Get back, get back." Of course, he was animated. And the official from the far sideline thought he was yelling at him and gave a technical foul. And the technical foul, of course, came in a really bad. We were only leading by two at the time, and the game was in the balance. And normally officials won't react to something like that, but I think he misunderstood that he wasn't yelling at him, but he was yelling at.
He is a little animated sometimes on the sidelines.
A little's an understatement, John. Little's an understatement, but that's the way he is. As you've seen it every day, and he coaches with great intensity and great passion, but it's always within the concept of. Sportsmanship and the rules. And again, I've never heard him say one thing to the officials. He knows that's not his role. And generally, officials will allow the head coach to say some things to him, but they have a very short fuse with an assistant coach. And that's what happened there in that situation. So it was an unfortunate misunderstanding, but it was a critical call. Thank goodness we were able to survive it.
All right, we're talking Golden Eagle basketball with Coach Jay Lander here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Great crowd on hand today as the Eagles get ready to hit the road at Troy and at Georgia State this week. Back in a moment, this is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
There is something for everyone at Canebrake Country Club in Hattiesburg. Canebrake offers an 18-hole private golf course, a 24-hour fitness facility, a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool, and year-round social and dining events sure to please every member of the family, including the new Canebrake restaurant and bar overlooking the 18th green. For more information on membership or hosting your next big event, visit canebrakecountryclub.com or call 601-271-2010.
Your one stop for all college sports is the Varsity app and the brand new Varsity Network website, thevarsitynetwork.com. Keep up with your favorite teams and the rest of college sports, no matter where you are, with thevarsitynetwork.com. Live and on-demand broadcasts, your favorite college-centric podcasts, with stories and video around college sports and your favorite teams. Be sure to download the Varsity app and check out the brand new Varsity Network website, thevarsitynetwork.com.
Golden Eagle Hotline will return in 60 seconds on the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield. Golden Eagle Hotline. Here again is John Cox.
Well, Golden Eagles getting ready to head on the road this week. They'll go to Troy for a 6 o'clock game on Thursday night, then over to Atlanta to take on Georgia State. That's a 1 o'clock ball game on Saturday afternoon. Then come back next week and take on Louisiana and ULM at Reed Green Coliseum. So four tough ones coming up for the Golden Eagles, who right now are sitting there at 19 wins, just 4 defeats, and they are in conference play sitting there at 8-2 and sharing first place with the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana. But a big ball game for the Eagles on Thursday night at Troy. That's a ball club that came to Hattiesburg, Jay, early in the year. That was a close battle. That's a talented ball club. They are much better than their record would indicate.
They have lost a number of close games. Very, very well-coached team. Scott Cross does a great job. I'm going to say this, John. This is a little bit off the question, but gosh, doesn't that seem like a long time ago?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It seemed like it was last season. And that was our first, of course, that was our first Sun Belt game ever. December 29th, I believe, was the date. But gosh, that seems like a long time. But it was, 5 or 6 weeks ago now. But they've, I knew, and of course, we actually talked to our team about that night. I said, man, we're going to have our hands full when we go to Troy. So we know it's going to be a tough battle. But good teams, and teams that eventually going to be NCAA tournament teams and league champions, John, they got to find a way to win on the road. So you got to do two things. You got to win those games at home. So far, so good there. But we've got to also figure out, a way to have some success on the road, which we have. We've had some. But these are the type of games that we know are going to be tough against a very good opponent. And we're going to have to be ready to play, and we expect an all-out war.
It's a road trip, and you've had great crowds at Green Coliseum.
They sure have.
Probably the best, as we've said, in a long, long time. Just a little different. You got to play a little bit better sometimes on the road, don't you? Because you don't have that extra oomph that your crowd could give you sometimes.
It's more internally motivated for sure, and you've got to just. We always talk about three things, and one of them's defense. There's an old saying about defense traveling. Our defense has to travel. You've got to be able to control the tempo. So you have to, meaning that, and to control tempo, John, you have to have really, really good guard play to control tempo. We think that we have that. And so good guard play, and then you got to try to figure out a way to get to the foul line on the road. Try to at least be an equal number. Of course, our goal will always be to shoot more free throws than the other team. Those are the three things I think that are keys to success on the road. And as you mentioned, we won't have that boisterous Reed Green crowd that's been feeding our team. So we're going to have to get that from inside. But, you know, our players also understand at this point of the year they have their own goals and as far as our team. And again, to accomplish that, it's not going to be easy. It'll be a tough environment against a very good team, a team that we struggled to beat here in Hattiesburg. So we got to try to figure out the way to get it done if we're going to compete for the championship.
Talk real quick about Felipe Hase. There's a guy who is, I don't know if he's a quiet leader, but he's not a real rah-rah guy. You know, he just goes out, takes care of business. He's looked up to by the yes. rest of the guys on the team. Talk about his contribution to the team this year.
Well, he has a great respect, first of all, from the other players, and he's a great leader. As you mentioned, he's not the very boisterous, striking his chest and doing all the, you know. But he is
he just plays.
He just plays, and he my kind of player. You know, he lets his play do the talking, and he's not about himself. In fact, John, if I've got one criticism of him, and I want you to make sure our people understand, he's too unselfish.
Yeah.
And especially early in the game, he will pass up shots. Of course, he's an outstanding shooter. He's an outstanding passer. But he's also a coach on the floor on both ends. He has an incredible feel for how to play basketball. And he's a step ahead. So got a great professional career in front of him. Another regret I have, of course, that we've only been able to experience him for 1 year, and I hope our fans realize what a special player and young man that he is and really come out these last three games and get a chance to see him and, of course, his teammates. But he's been incredibly valuable to us.
Yeah, he's got a lot of basketball ahead of him. I don't know where and when and how, but he's going to play basketball for a lot longer.
No doubt. He's got a lot of money ahead of him.
Yeah.
I hope and pray he'll stay healthy, of course, rest of this year, but as he moves into his professional career after the season. But he's been a pleasure. And, John, more so than any of that, he's an outstanding young man. High character. It just I cannot say enough good things about him.
All right, we're going to take one more break, come back, spend our final 6 or 7 minutes with Jay on the show. Eagles getting ready to hit the road. Troy on Thursday, Georgia State on Saturday. Back in a moment. Golden Eagle basketball from Learfield.
Southern Miss basketball to the top.
We're going
to
drive down inside. Hanging here and reverse layup. Good. Dribbling, faking, gets it back. Pierre's going to shoot a three left wing. Bingo. Knapper off to Stevenson. Got a dunk. And the Eagles have the lead. Dribbling it out front. Gets a high pick from Stevenson and from Harris. And alley-oop to Stevenson. And he reached up with one hand and slammed it in.
This is your home for Golden Eagles basketball. The Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
A college basketball podcast for fans, by fans. Hey, this is Stephen Hartzell, host of College Sports Now. Join us throughout the season when we talk hoops with some of the biggest names in the game. Coaches, writers, players, we'll go coast to coast. We'll give you some of the best college basketball content as only we can on CSN. Follow along on Twitter at @CSNowTweets. And don't forget, you can subscribe to College Sports Now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Golden Eagle Hotline on the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And back here on the Golden Eagle hotline, our final 4 or 5 minutes with Coach Jay Lanner as we get ready for what's coming up this week for the Golden Eagles. Again, a Thursday night game, 6 o'clock over at Troy. Saturday game over in Atlanta against Georgia State. Both of those ball games, of course, can be heard right here on the network, 5:30 broadcast time on Thursday for the Golden Eagles and the Troy Trojans. All right, Jay, real quick. I don't know if you're a big football fan, but did you watch any football over the weekend? And did you watch the Kansas City-Philadelphia game last night?
I did. I watched, of course, you know, John Sunday is our, well, they call it our
off day. Yeah.
There's not a lot off to it. Of course, I like going to church. I go to church, especially while we're in town. And anyway, got home in the afternoon and of course, started prepping a little bit for doing some film work on Troy. So I'd be prepared for practice today. And then had a few media interviews. And then I didn't see a lot of the Niners the first NFL game, but I did see most of the late game, which of course was the Chiefs and the Bengals, and it was an exciting game. Of course, came right down there to that last kick. I thought the Bengals were going to win it, you know, for most of the game. I kept thinking that to myself, but the Chiefs, winners find a way to win, right? And the Chiefs found a way to win. Not that the Bengals don't have a good deal, but the Chiefs have had a good team here for a number of years, so it was an exciting game.
You guys have had some success on the road. You've got a number of road games down the stretch here as you wrap up the regular season. What's the key in your mind? Talk this week, Troy and Georgia State. What do you got to do well on the road to be in a position to win two games this weekend?
You know, of course, we're a little bit more familiar with Troy than we are Georgia State. I've never competed against Georgia State. Of course, this is new to the Sun Belt Conference, and I know that they've had some great teams. And so at this point, I don't know a ton about them. I have seen them a little bit on film. I'm kind of working backwards because my point being that I just have this old deal. I'll look to the next game, and that's it. And then I'll start focusing on the next opponent as soon as that game's over with. And so I don't know a lot about Georgia State. We haven't played them, but I do know some about, of course, Troy. Very hard-nosed defensive team. Play very well at home. That's going to be a tough environment for us. It's an important game for them, important for us. They're fighting to get in that, getting one of those top four seeds, John, that maybe I hope our fan base realizes that in the Sun Belt Conference, the top four, there's 14 teams in the league, the top four get a double bye in the conference tournament. So you're guaranteed a spot in the quarterfinals, whereas if you don't, you could have to play as many as 5 games to win a championship. And so 3, and of course not having to be down there as long, you know, Pensacola's close to Hattiesburg, we can kind of do a normal deal, but finishing in that top four is critical, and there's a log jam of teams. We may be fortunate to be sharing first place with Louisiana, but there's a lot of teams right there nipping at our heels, and Louisiana's too, if one of us, if one or both of us happen to stump our toe. So, right. Got to be careful.
Real quick, Nefta Alvarez, a guy that's getting better and better every time he plays, brings another dimension to what's happening out there on the court.
Unbelievable. You know, of course, we felt, knew that he was a special player. A lot of our fan base forgot about him, John. Not in a bad way, but he got injured right after the Vanderbilt game and has missed most of the season. Two things. One, the credit to the guys, the Nico Aguirres, Jeff Armstrongs, and the guys that have filled in the meantime and done an incredible job. And it helped build depth for our team that we're enjoying now. But getting him back, his quickness, aggressiveness, ability to pressure the basketball, ability to playmake with the ball on offense, as you said, brings another dimension. You know, we played most of our season without two starters. You know, we played without Denaje Harris for a long time, got hurt down in Cancun. Of course, he's now back. And, of course, Neftali Alvarez.
All right, well, hey, have a great week.
Is it already over, John?
Yeah,
we just getting cranked up.
I know, it goes fast, doesn't it? But have a great week. Let's go get a couple of wins this week. You're battling for that championship, so keep it up. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, John.
All right, Coach Jay Lander and the Golden Eagles at Troy on Thursday night, 6 o'clock. Saturday over in Atlanta for a 1 o'clock game against Georgia State. That'll do it. Thanks as always. Great crowd here. Great, a lot of fun as we talk Golden Eagle basketball. Till next time, John Cox is always reminding you of the three essential happiness. Something to do, something to love, something to hope for. Hope to have you with us next time for the Golden Eagle Hotline. So long, everybody. Have a great night.
The Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield. You've been listening to Golden Eagle Hotline, live from Walk-Ons. Tonight's show was brought to you by Walk-Ons Sports Bistro. Win everyone, everywhere, every way, every day. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.